Hey, baby. Tuesday at 12 a.m. is Wednesday at midnight. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Today in News digital studios at Zero Dark Hundred, out of the New York metropolitan area on Big Dog Music Radio, here's the conservative talk show host of Wednesday at Midnight, Trey Martin.
Hey everybody, what's up? This is Trey Martin, Wednesday at Midnight. Pamela Geller, our guest, the lovely lady who's a freedom, speech freedom fighter, and, you know, she's a wonderful writer and everything. She canceled out on us tonight. She had to go out of town for some reason and called earlier and canceled out, emailed and called, and we appreciate that with her. I'm sorry to give you a false alarm, but that's what happened. Anyway, this is Trey Martin. The number here is 347-838-8898. And of course, you know, Barack is going out to Oregon on Friday to show his condolences. But even though he may not mention anything about gun control, it's all about the money, baby. And the money is in gun control. That's what the story is. And that's why he's going out there. So, I mean, he could have just as easy called, or he could have sent somebody out there, but he wants to make the appearance. And it'll, even if he doesn't say anything about gun control, I mean, he already said it, and when he went on the first day when the killings happened. And there's a funny thing about this thing. I mean, Lisa, do you know, is this guy actually is Islamic? I got an article here where he tried to go to Syria to join ISIS in September, and he was refused. He was on some kind of a Russian list of terrorists that Barack Obama would not pay attention to. Of course, Barack thinks that Putin is acting out of weakness, but he almost wiped out ISIS, a major part of ISIS already. But he's acting out of weakness. But I'm glad he's doing it anyway, you know, because he's showing Barack Obama how to lead the country, or a country, any country. Even if he's a dictator and he's a terrorist, not a terrorist, but he's a dictator and not a good guy, Putin. We still think he's a much better leader than Barack Obama. This is Trey Martin. Don't forget, the number is 347-838-8898. Expecting the mysterious Colonel, probably, and also maybe Kevin Bowles, WATD DJ Kevin Bowles. And, of course, we have our co-host on Sunday who may join us for a little while, Jimmy J, if he's up. WMEX's good guy, Jimmy J. He's got the biggest radio show in Boston right now, and probably in the country. WMEX is a 50,000-watt station, and he's on from 6 to 9 on Saturday nights, and he's also they also rebroadcast his show 10 to 1 on Sunday mornings, right after our Sunday morning funhouse, which is 9:30 to 10. So in case you get a chance, you know, check him out, because he does a great show. And once in a while, he plays a record of yours truly, you know. And he had Tony Orlando on the other night. And Tony is funny because he's got all these nice stories about Bob Hope calling him and everything. We know Tony for a long time. We know we grew up with Tony, so we know how Tony is. And we like him very much. He said I was a great man the other night. That was nice of him. I don't know where he got that from, because Jimmy mentioned me, and he said I was a great. He said, yeah, Trey's a great man. That's what he said, something like that. Anyway, guys, God bless him. God bless Tony. And, you know. Anyway, yeah, listen, he knows me, but I wish Elvis would have known me. But Elvis didn't know me. Anyway, the number here, once again, is 347-838-8898. In case you got a thought you want to bounce off of us. I just noticed that this guy, Barry Diller, who's the founder and chairman of IAC Interactive, He knows real estate in New York, and he said he's not impressed with Donald Trump. Listen, you know, I guess everybody's got different opinions, and that's what makes the world go round. But he said he's going to leave. He says he's a huckster. He said all he is a huckster. Dillard said of Donald Trump, somebody who learned long ago in real estate that if you can make a big name for yourself, it can get you an extra dollar. That's what he said. Anyway, obviously this guy is sounds a little jealous of Donald Trump. Because I hear a lot of good things about Donald Trump from people who, I don't know people who directly knew him, but some people who know people who knew him, and they say he's a real regular nice fella. He's not a blowhard. He's not, he's just a nice, supposedly a nice man. I mean, I may be mistaken, but that's all the feedback I've been getting. Not because I've been asking about it, but because people have been telling me. But this guy, he says he's got no communication strategy except to be what he has been, always a nasty, mean person. Now, I get the complete different take on Donald Trump when I speak to people who have run into him and have met people who know him. Even Giuliani, who's supposed to be a real nasty guy to a lot of people. But Giuliani liked Donald Trump, which is surprising to me, but he really likes Donald Trump a lot and thinks Donald Trump could be elected. I think Donald Trump is electable. But I feel bad about Barack Obama because they don't want him out in Roseburg, Oregon. They don't want him. They said, don't come. But he's going to go anyway because he believes they need him out there, you know. But a lot of people don't believe we need him as president. I don't know if they need him in Roseburg, Oregon. Anyway, before we get further into this conversation, which whatever it's going to be, which I'm not sure yet, because Pamela Geller didn't show tonight, and we're hopeful maybe next week she'll show. But what I want to say is Lisa's got an MP3 of something that they called, a couple of people called Jimmy, and we want to play this for you because Jimmy keeps getting calls from all the political people. He's very influential. He's a DJ of the stars, and now he may be the DJ of the political stars. All right, so I want you to listen to this MP3. Take it away, Lisa, please. Thanks a lot.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Jimmy, good morning, DJ of the stars. This is Barack. You can't blame me. I didn't know.
You big lip.
I didn't know.
I didn't know about the IRS.
I didn't know.
I didn't know about ISIS.
I didn't know.
I didn't know about the curious.
I didn't know.
I didn't know about our vets.
Nobody tells me nothing around here. Y'all racist, that's all y'all.
I didn't know.
Racist. Where's Al Sharpton? Bring him in here.
I didn't know.
Where are you? Come on here, Al. They're all racist. They're all racist, that's all they are.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Why can't I live with myself? Because it would be racist.
I didn't know.
Yeah, they are. How am I supposed to know?
I didn't know.
I didn't know nothing. They don't tell me nothing. Benghazi? Who's that? Ben? Ben who? I don't know him. I got no intelligence.
I didn't know.
No, 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 no.
I didn't know.
Didn't know about ISIS. Just because ISIL calls themselves Islamic doesn't mean that they're Islamic. I went to Harvard, so I got no intelligence.
You big lip.
I didn't know.
Shut up.
Who the hell is that?
I like big boots.
There'll be no boots on the ground, I promise.
Well, that's from a while ago. I haven't heard that one in a while. Now Jimmy J keeps getting these phone calls, I'll tell you. Barack loves Jimmy. Barack really loves Jimmy. He wants to wants to play hoops with Jimmy. He wants to play ball with Jimmy. You know, he wants to play ball with Putin, but Putin ate his lunch. Anyway, who's on the line with me? I hear somebody on the line.
Man, the mysterious Colonel.
Oh, mysterious, but he's
Colonel,
not
Colonel, he didn't know.
Yeah, he didn't know. Yeah, Lisa.
He didn't know.
Dig up the other one in a few minutes. I want to play the other one from the 27th of September. Anyway, Colonel, what's up? Colonel, how you feeling? Everything all right?
Everything's okay, I guess. If you don't watch the news.
Well, you know, who cares about the news anyway? We have
That's
nothing
true.
To do with the news.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
we can't
worry
control
about.
It. You know, yeah. Who's this Barry? Did you ever hear this guy Barry Diller? Did you see?
No, I was wondering who.
My
that
God,
thing?
What an
don't...
ugly picture they got of him on,
yeah.
on Drudge. Did you see a Drudge? Did you see the
no,
Drudge?
No, I didn't get a chance to look at
that. They got an ugly picture of him. Wow. You know?
I didn't recognize the name. What's the significance?
He says he'll leave the USA if Trump.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I heard Mark Levin talking about him, but I have no idea who he is. Is he anybody of any significance?
Well, he's supposed to be like the head of some CEO of some internet kind of a company or something. But he's supposed to be a big deal, but I never heard of him before.
No, I haven't either. I mean, I remember when the Baldwin brother, I forget which one it was, said he was going to leave, you know, if Bush got elected. He never left, and I would have bought him a ticket. I would have
yeah,
been
well,
more than happy.
Yeah, well, me too. I would have packed his bags for him.
Yeah, and why don't we get him a one-way ticket to Syria or somewhere nice?
He was gonna run for mayor of New York. You know, I guess
boy,
he couldn't be more liberal than this guy. But
I guess. I see Obama's letting out about 5,500 drug inmates. I guess they're gonna let him out.
Yeah, but that's no big deal. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, he doesn't get.
Yeah.
They're not gonna be around his house. They're
That's
not going
right.
to be around the Oval Office. They're not going to bother him. There was almost, I mean, 60 shootings in Chicago.
I know. And they just, yeah. they don't even talk about that.
He won't even talk about that.
It's incredible.
He doesn't mention that because, you know, why would he? You know, it doesn't look good for him.
Yeah.
You know, he couldn't control those murders. I mean, am I crazy, but is there more shootings now that he's been president than there was before?
I tell you what, it sure seems like that to me, and the same thing with these school shootings. It seems like there's been a lot more now. Now, you know, it's funny because nothing gets blamed on him, so I guess they can't blame all these school shootings on
him. No, well,
him.
It's not his fault. I'm not saying
yeah.
it's his fault.
He didn't know about it. He's
no,
trying
he
to do
know
something.
About anything,
it's
yeah.
those doggone Republicans. It's always the Republicans' fault. They do everything.
Well,
they
not
just
only
don't
that,
get along.
Putin is acting through weakness, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
That's right. That's right.
He's weak.
I'll tell you the one thing about this administration, they certainly play a word game, and it's amazing. And I'll tell you, they ought to invent a new game. You know, like instead of Monopoly or something like that, word games. The word
yeah,
games. Everything is a word game with him. It's amazing, and he gets away with it. It's
amazing to me, though. It's amazing to me. I don't know. I didn't see Saturday Night Live, but I saw the clips about with Hillary. When they had one of their actors, the girl,
yeah,
imitating Hillary, and Hillary was the bartender. I mean, it's so funny, is you know, like they got a kick out of that. But them doing that, I mean, Hillary's supposed to be a really real big drinker.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
she's
said
supposed
that.
To be
yeah.
able to. She's supposed to be able to drink guys under the table. That's what I hear. I mean, I don't know. If that's
well, that's
true.
About all she can do with guys.
Yeah.
Oh boy!
But
you
the funny thing
under the table.
They made her. They made her the bartender.
I know. I saw that. Yeah, I did see
and
that.
They
clip.
Have the girl who's imitating her sitting as the you know the one at the bar that was the customer, and that's Hillary Clinton. She's drinking. And the funny thing is, I mean, it's so funny because she's supposed to be a big. They must know that she's a big drinker.
Could be.
You know?
It could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, almost like the joke was on her.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I was laughing at that. I wasn't
exactly.
laughing at the whole skit.
Yeah, exactly.
The whole skit was pretty cute, actually, but
yeah.
I was laughing at the fact that they made her the bartender, you know, the barmaid.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
she's
exactly.
supposed to be like in fact, a guy told me that somebody was told, who were in Benghazi, somebody connected with the FBI or something. I told you that story.
Yeah, you
told
me.
I don't even mind saying it now. Well, the guy said to Hillary, what about the security for Benghazi? And she said, listen, I'm too drunk tonight to worry about that.
Yeah, I could see that, and that's why they want to cover it up. I mean, I could certainly see that. So it's extremely possible. I wouldn't doubt
it
for
a
moment.
I just found out, though, you know, that these new attacks from Putin on on the rebels, the rebels that we're supposed to be backing, that's all because of a video. It's a YouTube video.
Yeah, a YouTube video, exactly.
Yeah, really.
Oh, man. I still can't imagine a Russian general showing up and saying, you've got to get your planes out of air. We own Syria now. You tell Barack not to worry. We take care of everybody in Syria.
Crimea, now Syria, we got them all.
Soon, America, you can go home too. Don't worry about SOFA. Don't worry about SOFA. You can leave SOFA in place. We sleep on a SOFA anyway, so don't worry about SOFA. You just pack your shit and go home. Oh, man. I've never seen a more crazy world. It's a joke.
It's a crazy world, I'll tell you what. But listen, we're going to have Lisa, please play that MP3 of them calling Jimmy from the 27th we got, please. Can you play that MP3 for us? For me and the Colonel?
Today in news,
here's Jimmy J.
Jimmy J.
WMEX.
I'm Jimmy J. This is Today in News.
WMEX.
Trey Martin is on assignment.
You heard this one already.
Hey, this is Jimmy J. Sorry I missed you. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get right back to you. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hello, Jimmy. You are Stairway to the Stars. You are one of the best, and I wanted to call you. This is the Pope Francis. I love you, and I want you to pray for me. Thank you very much for being a supporter. Don't worry, the climate change is very, very crucial to you, all of our country and of the world. In a billion years, it's going to be very different here. The climate will change. Yes, it will. I want to thank the Women Against Winter for coming out. You are the Stairway to the Stars, Jimmy J.
Pope, this is Trey Martin. I hate to interrupt you, but it's the DJ of the Stars.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Pray for me, because I'm getting very old, and I'm starting to forget things. Jimmy J., thank you. And who's your name again?
Trey Martin.
Oh, yes, okay, thank you. Are you Catholic?
Yes, I am. God bless you, Father. Thank you for coming to the United States.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, I'm so happy to be here. So it was a lot of fun. I love the children. They're very nice. And watch that climate change, because it's going to be global warming. In a billion years, it's going to be very terrible. It's terrible. DJ, Starry to the DJs. I mean Starry. Stars to the DJ. I mean, you. No. Stairway to the Stars, Jimmy J.
Holy Father, this is Trey Martin again. It's DJ to the Stars. That's Jimmy J, yeah.
Oh, whatever it is, God bless you.
Thank you.
I love you, Jimmy J. You keep up the good work. Thank you. Bye-bye, this is the Pope. What the hell was that?
That's music for the Holy Father.
Today is new. WMEX.
I'm Jimmy J.
Little levity at 12:15 in the morning.
That's what he's going to do.
Ah, gosh. Oh,
you know, the one I'm listening to the other day, I forget, I got to send that over to Lisa again, but I got to do another one on it. It's Putin. Putin talking to Jimmy J. He talks in Russian, and I'm translating what he's saying.
You
remember that? It was.
Yeah.
He played it a while ago.
That's funny.
Anyway, Putin ate his lunch. I got a new thing. It says, Putin ate Obama's lunch. Putin ate Obama's lunch. hear him chewing. Crunch, crunch, crunch. Putin ate Obama's lunch. And in between, Barack's going, well, what do you mean? I didn't know. Well, I'm not sure what. Well, ISIS, well, what do you mean? A YouTube video? Well, he's going like that in between.
Oh, man.
And it's cute, yeah. Yeah, we're going to make a video out of it and everything. Putin ate Obama's lunch. But he did.
He did.
The diet.
Doesn't seem to bother the Big O at all.
I'm sure it bothers the hell out of him, but he can't show it, you know.
He claims to be so smart, but how could he be so stupid? Putin just, man, I'll tell you, he humiliated him. Now he's got troops on the ground over there.
I know.
It's a mess. It's a mess. And
well, I mean, they're changing the war against women into the war against Obama.
I guess so. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hated the way the media... Go ahead.
What about this thing where it says Muslim Merkel causes outrage? I'm looking. I don't know what that
is. Oh, I don't know. I didn't see anything
strange,
like that.
Strange, yeah, yeah.
Muslim Merkel.
Yeah. But listen, what about... You know, I mean, I don't have it straight, though. I keep on seeing articles on this guy, this kid, where he looks half black, half white. It doesn't matter what color he is, but they say, I read a thing today, and I posted on my page on Facebook, that he went to Syria. He was on a Russian terrorist list.
Who, this kid, the shooter in Oregon?
Yeah, shooter, yeah.
No
yeah,
way.
Yeah. Let me get, I'm going to go to this thing here. I want to see what he said. Let me see. I'm going to read it to you. Wait, watch. I'm going to read it to you.
Is it from a reliable source, though?
Well, you know, it's from the European Union Times. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, Oregon mass shooter on terror list Obama refused to take from Russia. It says, Federal Security Services, FSB, is reporting today that an American black Islamic terrorist specialist who yesterday committed an act of mass murder, that's this kid, he's not a kid, he's 26.
26, yeah.
In the state of Oregon, had been included on a list of 87,000 known/suspected Islamic terrorists that the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, and International Criminal Police Organization, Interpol, refused last month to accept from the Federation due to its not being politically viable in the present atmosphere. That's in quotes.
Interesting.
How about that? According to this report, the black Islamic terrorist who committed this act of terror, Chris Harper Mercer, had previously been identified by electronic intelligence specialists within the Foreign Intelligence Service as being an Islamic State adherent after he had attempted to gain passage to Syria via Turkey during the first week of September 2015. I don't have to keep reading the whole thing.
Right.
You can look
it
up.
Yeah.
It's on the European Union Times. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Nobody says anything about that, of course.
No, of course not. That'll never come out. Yeah, that's interesting.
Listen to this. By the Obama regime refusing to accept this terror list from the Federation, the report continues, Mercer was able to accomplish his terror act when yesterday he killed 9 people and wounded 7 others in Umpqua Community College prior to his being shot and killed by local police forces. Now, I was under the impression that he committed suicide, but I guess...
No, see, that's what they say. There's a lot of contention about that, or just a little right now about whether or not he was shot by the police or whether or not he committed suicide. But the problem is, until you analyze the ballistics, you're not going to know for sure. And I don't know how long it's going to take for the police investigation to come out. So right now, my understanding is it's all speculation. But
this doesn't sound like speculation to me. This sounds
no,
little...
not that right. No, I'm talking about whether.
I mean, I don't know.
The interesting thing is, you know, why even if the guy was an atheist, why would he single out Christians? I you know, to me that's a little suspect. But I don't want to jump to conclusions because
right away.
Yeah, I don't want to jump to conclusions because we never get the truth, and unfortunately. in instances like these, you don't they kind of cover it up if the guy had any sort of terrorist connections or if he went outside the country and then came back. And, you know, we never hear about that, and they try to cover that stuff up. So I wouldn't doubt it. I honestly wouldn't doubt it.
But now, listen, how about this? I heard yesterday, I don't know if you heard this, I'm sure you probably did, and people out there probably heard it. By the way, the number here is 347-838-8898, and we're brought to you by Big Dog Music, Big Dog Media. It's Big Dog Media. This is Trey Martin on Wednesday at midnight with the Colonel. I want to say that yesterday I read an article, internet article, you can look it up, where they're setting up a new police force who is supposed to look into radical Americans, like anybody who speaks against the country or, you know, any freedom of speech thing. Like, it's almost like a freedom of speech. In fact, I saw it on Pamela Geller's website. So if you go to Pamela Geller's website,
interesting.
She may be on with us next week as our guest.
I mean, our FBI does that already, though. I don't know why they would need somebody else.
Yeah, well, no, they want another force now. You know, they're trying desperately to take away guns from everybody.
Yeah,
so they're
there's
saying,
no doubt about that. Yeah.
Yeah. They have a list of people, even like churches and stuff like that, who are supposedly on a terrorist list. They got their own terrorist list they've made up. You got to look
meaning
this
who,
up.
The police, this police force? Is that what
yeah,
you're talking about?
Yeah, a certain police force. You know, it's like a government police force. You know, it's like it's like Barack's Browncoats. Yeah, who's that?
Pete Costanza from Las Vegas is on the line.
Oh, Pete's on. Hey, Pete. Put him on. What's happening, Pete? How you feel?
That's right.
Everything is good over
pretty
here.
Pretty good. Pretty good. I just figured I'd speak in the last minute here and
you should have called earlier, for crying out loud. Me and the Colonel are on the line. You know the Colonel, right?
Hello, Pete.
The mysterious Colonel.
Mysterious Colonel, huh?
The mysterious.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
He's mysterious.
Well, anyway.
Pete, what?
Hey,
what were you going to say?
I was listening to what you guys were talking about. I was trying to figure out how to segue in here. But, you know, I don't know if you know about this, but this guy predicted that this arrogant shooter was going to be a white supremacist. So that's when we didn't know who it was or what the guy's name was, and I thought that was pretty ironic that he turned out to be.
Yeah, it turned out to be the opposite. Yeah, you sound like your cell phone's going in and out. Move into a different area or something. It sounds like your cell phone is going in and out, Pete. Are you there?
Okay, yeah, I had the problem before. Well, I guess I'll say goodnight. I don't want to drag your show down.
No, that's all right, but it's going in and out, Pete. I can't even hardly understand you, you know?
All right. Okay.
Try to move into a different area.
Just sign off then. Okay.
All right,
okay.
Listen, we only got a couple of minutes. Call next week and stay on the line
all
with
right.
us for a little while. All right?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pete. Pete Costanza from out in Vegas. Thanks, Pete.
Now, what was he saying, Trade?
He was saying about that right when the thing first happened, they were trying to say that he was a white supremacist.
Oh, right, right. I did hear that, right.
And that's
what this
police force is all about. It's about white supremacists and, you know, they keep on, I mean, I got guys that keep on coming on my page. They keep on comparing the KKK. To ISIS. I mean, there's no comparison.
I got to tell you, if you know, now that you brought it up, I mean, think about it. When was the last time, you know, we heard about one of these guys being a white supremacist? Even the kid in Charleston wasn't a white supremacist, was he? I don't think so.
But they want him to be. They want people to think that he is.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what I mean. It's a bunch of crap. It's not. And, you know, it's kind of funny how they never said anything about the reporter who killed the female reporter and the cameraman. They didn't say too much about him.
No, that one went away right away. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
President never made any visit there or never consoled anybody down there. And, you know, it's truly amazing. But they're trying to cover up all these connections with terrorism and all these people that are influenced by ISIS and Syria and all that. So I wouldn't doubt that report that you just read.
Yeah, well,
I'll definitely look it up.
The European Union Times. Anybody else out there who wants to look it up, look it up. This is Trade Martin on Sunday. Sunday morning funhouse. No, that's on Sunday, everybody. This is Wednesday at midnight, And we got the Colonel on the line. Listen, I want you all to have a great day because it's 12:29 right now.
I hope Pamela Geller's on.
Yeah, this is Wednesday at midnight, Trade Martin. Thanks, Lisa. We'll see you soon. Colonel, we'll see you on Sunday. Talk to you on Sunday. God bless everybody. Have a great day. It's supposed to be a nice day tomorrow in the Northeast. God bless.
All right. God bless. Take care, Trey. Take care, Lisa.